Cloudy with rain in the morning, but becoming partly sunny. High temperatures in the low 40s and wind gusts up to 35 miles per hour. And there is still a slight chance of some afternoon sprinkles. For Saturday, sunshine and 30 degrees. Sunny on Sunday, not as cool, 42. I'm meteorologist Jackie Murphy for Boston's original personal finance radio. WBNW, 1120 AM.
Look around.
Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. You're with Deborah Bouffet and the Love by Intuition show. And we are all about love. And I say that from the deepest part of me because the key purpose, I believe, that we are on this earth is to learn about love, the divine love within, love for mankind, humankind, love for nature, animals, all of that. So I would like to have everyone join me and just hold the vibration of love and all goodness that comes with that. And when we do this, when we hold that vibration and choose not to listen to our thoughts of negativity or fears that are out there that everyone talks about, if we hold that vibration of love, then we can actually turn this whole entire universe into loving each other. And can you imagine that glorious feeling of all that to be? So let's just remember, when you're feeling a little angry, someone cut you off and you're driving to work, or someone isn't nice to you, just bubble up inside with love and radiate that, and you'll be surprised what happens. People go off being in a better place and happier because you sent them that love. So this is so important, and you know, it's not like it was before when people used to think, yeah, love, whatever, you know, yeah. It's love of oneself and vibrating that love always. So, with that said, we have an interesting topic today. It's all about pet wellness and pre-veterinarian health care for your animals. And one might say, well, what is that about love? But it's love again with animals and treating your animals, finding out just as you would yourself. And, you know, you may not run to the vet. You may not run to the doctor every time you have a pain. You know, it's healing. And a lot of it is healing as we do as humans to find out, you know, where is the core issue of what is happening to your body, very much like with the dogs. So I want to introduce Deb Silk. She is the owner of Pet Wellness Resource Center. You can reach her by going on her site. It's all one word, petwellnessrc.com, and you can send her an email at info@petwellnessrc.com. She's right here in Massachusetts. Her business is all about helping animals before the vet, and it is all by telephone. It is not a stationary center. It is all about helping anyone across the universe with their pets. Now, anyone that has a call for Deb today about your pet, certainly give us a call here at WBNW and Boston, 1120 Boston, and naturally you're with the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Our number is 888-205-2263. Again, 888-205-2263. So, Deb, welcome, and thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Deb.
Good. And you're right here in the flesh as well.
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
So now, tell us how you got started doing the Pet Wellness Center. How did it all begin, and the holistic piece as well?
Well, I've had a lifelong interest in nutrition and done a lot of my own studying about it, and I've eaten organically most of my adult life. Mm-hmm. And I am an animal lover, an animal advocate, and have always had a lot of pets. And I happen to have had a litter of puppies, my only litter of puppies, Ridgeback puppies, about 13 years ago. And one of the nine had failure to thrive. Mm-hmm. And she was a wonderful, wonderful puppy until she was about, I'd say, 2.5 months old. And she was perfect in every way, very robust, big personality, happy little dog. And suddenly she started to change. She started to get fearful. She started to refuse food, not because she was sick, but she was afraid of it. Mm-hmm. And her personality, just this wonderful, wonderful, robust little dog, started to change before my eyes. And over a period of a couple of months, she lost so much weight that I stopped taking her on walks, because I was afraid somebody would call the authorities on me for starving a dog. In the meantime, I had already taken her to the vet a number of times, and we did almost $1,000 worth of tests on her for stomach obstructions, blood work of every kind, checking for certain diseases. And at the end, the vet told me, we have good news and we have bad news. The good news is that she's in perfect health, according to the tests. Mm-hmm. And we both knew that wasn't true. The bad news, he said, is that she clearly has a serious debilitating disease brewing, and we don't know what it is. So we have to sit around and wait for it to really bloom. And then when it really blooms, when she gets a lot sicker, we'll know what she has and we'll be able to treat her. Mm-hmm. Now, I have a pretty holistic approach to my own life, and I thought to myself, this doesn't make any sense to me at all.
No.
I can't do this. Mm-hmm. So I went home feeling kind of helpless, because I liked my vet. I had a good vet, and he was really straight with me, and that meant that there was nothing I could do. So the internet wasn't so big then either. This was almost 15 years ago, so you know, it wasn't like there was this huge amount of information I could go out and get on my own. And one day I was sitting in my kitchen feeling bad about all this, looking at her in her crate where she was refusing to eat, and my eyes fell on my own refrigerator, and I thought, I have fed her every kind of dog food out there, you know, not touched by human hands, grown on the side of a hill in Peru, prayed over by Tibetan monks, sprinkled with gold, whatever.
Really?
Well, no, I'm joking, but I'm saying the most extremely expensive, organic-y, whatever was out there at the time. Mm. I tried it and she would have a few bites and really wouldn't have any. And I realized that real food was the only thing I hadn't tried.
Okay.
And I have a manufacturing background, which means that I'm used to projects and setting up processes and methods of doing things. So I went out and got 6 or 8 little silver dishes, and I knew enough about nutrition to put raw yogurt in one, raw egg in another, ground turkey in another, cold-pressed organic olive oil in another. And I went right down the line every single day, and she started to eat. And I was completely fascinated by this, because I would watch her pick and choose which things that she would eat. And some days she would eat the same 3 things in a row and wouldn't touch the others. And other days she wouldn't touch something else. So I saw her picking out nutritional items over a period of a couple of months. And eventually I started combining them to see which ones that she would eat consistently together, because it was getting a little old having many, many dishes. And I gradually put together a diet for her that she would not only tolerate, but that she thrived on, and it was all based on real food.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, I don't know about dog digestion. I don't think it's the same as people. So I really need to know more about dog digestion. And I started looking for information about dog digestion. And the only 2 books that I could find in many libraries, and I found that at the Boston Library were two books that Pavlov had written in the 1800s on dog digestion. And we know Pavlov, we hear about Pavlov and his rats, but actually he did the definitive studies on dog digestion, canine digestion. And that was all I could find. Stuff written in the 1800s. I mean, imagine my surprise.
Right.
And it wasn't exactly like I was getting recipes from Pavlov. So I had to really try and understand what I was reading and go by the seat of my pants because there was no one out there to ask. Today, there are a lot of sources out there where people can get information and they have to learn how to sift through what's true and what isn't, and they really have to educate themselves a little.
Right. And that's the, I think that's the issue, and we're going to talk about continue on the nutrition end of things.
Yep.
So how, for the... You know, for the layman who has a couple of dogs or cats or a combo, how does one know, just like in human nutrition, we hear so many things, how does one know what is true and what isn't, and what works for one may not work for another?
Well, that's actually a really good question because, first of all, I hear people say sometimes, well, real food didn't work for my dog or cat.
Mm.
And what I want everyone to know is that real food always works. Always works.
Right.
It's the administration of the food or how it was prepared or what the food was combined with. There are lots of different issues that go into that. And learning about those things is what makes a difference. And learning about somebody who's been doing it for 15 years makes it a lot easier than having to learn about it all yourself, because it was what I went through in the process of learning was an enormous learning curve. And nobody should have to go through that. And most people wouldn't have the patience.
Right.
Because I was a production specialist, I thrived on figuring it all out and trying different things. But most people don't have the time or the inclination to do that.
Mm.
So first of all, real food works. Canine nutrition and feline nutrition are very different than people nutrition, because in their natural diet of real food, they eat bone. When a cat gets mouse, they eat everything. That means they're eating the bone, they're eating the fur, they're eating everything there is. They're eating the little brains. You know, they're eating everything in there. Sorry. But there's a whole lot of good stuff in there, too.
Right, right. Exactly.
So they have to have a digestive system that will actually digest things like fur and bone.
Right.
And our digestive system won't do that.
Mm.
A dog, for example, has the hydrochloric acid in their digestive tract is way more powerful than what's in ours. And that's why if a dog eats a hunk of raw bone, it comes out the other end as something else. And if we eat a hunk of raw bone, we die.
Right.
Because we cannot digest food the same way. And one of the mistakes that a lot of people run into is putting a diet together for cats and dogs that mimics the human diet.
Mm-hmm.
And even though all of the foods that they're putting into it are really healthful foods, a dog and cat's requirements for calcium and phosphorus, for example, are much different than human beings. A cat's requirement for protein is even higher than a dog's and much higher than a human's.
Mm-hmm.
So even if what happens frequently is people will put together their own little diet based on their own needs for food, because that's all they really know. And the animal will do really well because they're off pet food for a while. But over a period of months, they start to slip.
Right.
And people can't figure out why. And the reason is because they're actually moving into a malnutrition state because they're not getting what they need.
Well, let me ask you this, too, because, you know, we have pets in the family. Not I personally, right at the moment, but my daughters all have dogs, and my mother-in-law and father-in-law have those two little Shih Tzus. When you do change the diet, especially on the purebreds, and maybe you can qualify, maybe it's not just purebreds, but doesn't it take time for that dog to say, if it has been eating the same kind of dog food that's prepared out there, whether it's organic or otherwise, for 10 years, and
now you're
introducing real food, it's not going to be a miracle overnight that dog is going to be able to eat that
and
digest it correctly, correct?
That's right. Well, the process of switching any animal or even a person over to a new diet.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine you were a vegetarian most of your life and somebody took you out for a Whopper one day.
Right.
How would you feel?
Right.
You'd feel terrible.
Sick.
Yeah. And people who are changing their diets and they get all gung-ho and they've eaten a lot of junk food in their lives, but now they're going to add salads to their diets, they're usually hurting puppies for a while if they do it too quickly. So gradually is really key.
Right.
And I put, when I have clients that switch over from pet food to a real food diet, which the majority of my clients do, mm-hmm. I have a very specific gradual process that we follow. And one of the things that I found with all the events that Pet Wellness goes to, we go to a lot of shows and people come in all the time and we hear great stories about success, but we also hear the stories from people who say, oh man, I tried my dog on this and it didn't work at all.
Right.
It's not for him. Mm-hmm. And I say, well, tell me about it. And they'll eventually tell me that they one day stopped, went and got some pork chops, gave it to their dog, and their dog threw up. Mm. Or they started adding, they got really gung-ho, and they added all kinds of things to the diet. And these were all foods that the dog had never been exposed to in his whole life. And even if they'd only been on pet food for a couple of years, that was still an issue.
Right.
So I really take people step-by-step process really carefully so that the dog doesn't have to suffer or the cat doesn't have to suffer in the process. And they really don't have to. And it makes them much more likely to have success with their digestion and enjoy the food if they're not getting a bellyache every time they eat.
Right. Right. Let's put out your information for anyone that would like to send an email, what you're offering for this radio show.
Well, I thought what we would do is I have a great article coming up on pet health insurance. And that's something that's been around for a little while, but people don't really know much about. And it used to be actually kind of worthless. Mm-hmm. And now there are programs that are actually coming together that are pretty good and actually worth looking at. And I have an article coming out in January or February that if people call in or email Pet Wellness Resource Center today, we'll send that right out to you in the mail or email, whichever you like. And you'll have that before the newsletter comes out. And it's pretty interesting. It's very comprehensive and it's pretty interesting.
And all they have to do is send an email message to info@petwellnessrc.com. We need to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. And feel free to give us a call at 888-205-2263. Stay with us.
Ever so.
To be a radio star, now there's a show that allows holistic business owners to test the radio wave waters with ease. Host your own show on the Global Holistic Exchange. Send your message over the Greater Boston airwaves and internationally via the internet. For more information, contact Deborah Bove, Deborah@dreamvision7radio.com, or call 508-226-1723. 508-226-1723. The Global Holistic Exchange is all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Come and answer the call for your soul's evolution and for the health and wellness of your mind and body. Experience Bliss Life Yoga with Karen Dayal, located in Rehoboth, Mass. Join other conscious individuals who live the healthy benefits of her Life Happens, Live in the Flow Bliss Life Yoga series. Call 508-252-WELL today and create the positive change you wish to feel within and without. For over 14 years, Karen Dayal has helped others create and live their own bliss life with her soulful yoga classes, workshops, events, retreats, celebrations, and now offers certified yoga teacher trainings. By visiting blisslifeyoga.com, you'll find out more about how you can begin your new journey and create and enjoy a mind and body you love to live in. Start today and let Bliss Life Yoga with Karen Dayal show you through experience the tools you need to meet and flow with the challenges and demands of daily living in our times. Remember, life happens. Live in the flow. Visit blisslifeyoga.com or call 508-252-WELL and start living your bliss life today.
For the love of romance, go shopping. Heavenly Double Dip Chocolate. Personalized luxurious robes and spa sets. All for your lover and, of course, anyone else. For more info, call Deborah at Empowered Connections. 508-226-1723 or www.lovebyintuition.com. Link on to Gifts for Lovers. Ask about our personalized gift baskets designed exclusively for you.
You searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating
enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at DreamVision7Radio.com.
Morning, Brian. I don't mean to pry, but why aren't you wearing any pants?
Well, I just saved 15% on this new suit, but it didn't come with pants.
You know that place where saving a little meets giving up a lot?
I'm definitely there.
You deserve better, especially when it comes to car insurance. A State Farm agent can help you save a heck of a lot more than 15%. Get discounts up to 40%, in fact, without giving up the coverage you need. Call, click, or visit and start saving today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Discounts may vary 5 to 40% state to state.
Welcome back. You're with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show. And I wanted to put out this information about diamond dowsing. You may have remembered we had Annette Rigolo on, who is an amazing dowsing person. And if you're wondering, like, have you ever felt that something external was influencing your health or attitude? Have you ever noticed that you were agitated in certain portions of your home or when you visit someplace new? And what you could be experiencing is the influence of the Earth's energy. The Earth is threaded with energy lines which have a powerful influence on living things. And scientists have proven that this is an invisible Earth energy passes through all matter affecting every living system on the planet in either a positive or negative way. And I know this from personal experience because I had my home doused by Annette. And if you would like to find out more information, go to her site. That is Annette Rigolo. It's R-U-G-O-L-O. Again, R-U-G-O-L-O. So it's AnnetteRigolo.com. If you'd like to learn how to become a dowsing instructor, then you can go to the classes. And they're in North Dakota, January 17th, 18th, 24th, and 25th. And this is a powerful modality. And a part of the Marie Diamond dowsing world, as I would say. So again, if you want to know more information on dowsing your home or going to these classes to learn how to douse, and it's D-O-W-S-I-N-G, dowsing. I wasn't aware of much of this until I connected with Annette, and that's how I got to Boston with WBNW, is through Annette with dowsing my home. Anyway, again, go on Annette Rigolo's website, Annette Rigolo, R-U-G-O-L-O. So if you're just tuning in, we are with Deb Silk, who is the owner of Pet Wellness Resource Center, and it is a newly created specialty called pre-veterinary healthcare. Okay. Here I go with my brain in my mouth.
Pre-veterinary healthcare.
Thank you. And achieving optimal health, happiness, and longevity for your pet is their primary goal. And to connect with our guest today, you can go on her website, petwellnessrc.com, and that represents Pet Wellness Resource Center. And any questions, you can call 888-205-2263 right here today at WBNW. And Annette is right here in the studio. And we're talking about all the different things. And I know you have a number of, like, a three-point program that people can sign up for.
Yes, before we get into that, I also wanted to add that people can sign up for the free newsletter on the site if they go to the site also.
Okay, good.
They don't necessarily have to call in to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The three-point program is a way of helping us to assess a pet through a process that makes room for everybody at every stage. The majority of my clients have a consultation, which is the first. All my clients have a consultation. That's the first prong of the three-prong approach. The majority of my clients do pretty well with a consultation, and there's something we call the health club, which is outside that 3 points. And they'll join the health club for a month or 3 or 4 months or a year in order to have access to pet wellness on a regular basis. Without having to go anywhere, without having to make a vet appointment. They can call in because we already know their pets and say, hey, this is what's going on with Pookie, and I was a little concerned about it. Do you think we need to go to the vet? And we'll direct them to what they need to look for, what they need to watch for, and if it sounds like an emergency, we'll send them to the vet. If it sounds like it's a non-emergency, we save people a lot of time and trouble.
And money.
And money. That's right. Save a lot of money. And that's one of the great things about my business right now is I know that I'm saving people a tremendous amount of money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then if I learn through the consultation, which is about 45 minutes to an hour is the max they usually run, and it's a phone consultation, and people can call from wherever they are to make the appointment. And during that time, I will ask a lot of questions about their pet. And at the end of the questions, I say, now, what is it that you want me to know? What haven't I asked you about? And these are the things that you never get to tell anybody. Why does my pet sleeps in a funny position here? Or why every time this happens, does he do that? And frequently, those are key observations that really fit in with everything else that's going on. Mm-hmm. But they look like quirks, but they're actually health issues manifesting themselves in physical ways or behavioral ways.
Right.
So if I see that if a pet is reasonably healthy, you know, has a few little problems, but is reasonably healthy, a consultation is usually pretty much all they need, and maybe a month or two of health club for follow-up reasons. But if they tell me this has been going on for a year, mm-hmm. if they tell me there have been repeated ear infections or a hot spot that comes and goes and won't go away, sometimes we'll move into the next phase, which is the health evaluation. And that's where I ask a much more comprehensive list of questions and mm-hmm. get a really, really solid picture of everything that's going on with the pet. And some people at the end of that, you get a two-part report from me on the health evaluation. And the report will tell you what's wrong with your animal, how it happened, how it got that way, and all my recommendations for what you can do about it. Mm. Now, some people are very health savvy and very pet savvy, and they can take that information and fly with it, and they feel like sure. they have something they can really work with. There are a lot of other people out there who are a little bit more timid, who are used to relying on their veterinarian,
right.
Who are used to using drugs and medications, and who are used to lab tests and things like that, and think, and that's their experience with healthcare. For those people, I have something called a support module. And what a support module is a month. You sign up for a month, and you can call me and email me, and we're in touch constantly, and you can call and say, I did this. Is this okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or Fluffy did this. Is that okay? And we monitor their progress and then tweak the program throughout the month depending on the progress the pet is making.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of a month, generally, they have a very, very good handle on what's going on.
Right. Now, do you feel that most clients that come to you with their pets, and when I say come to you, we're talking telephone service.
Mm-hmm. Who find me. I call yes. it finding me.
Yes. Do you find that they are aware of nutrition and health and holistic and all before they come to you?
My clients run the gamut of just in, like in human population,
mm-hmm.
for their pets, they run the gamut of having lots of knowledge, being very savvy, knowing a lot about their own nutrition, to people who this is brand new and they're fascinated by it and it makes sense.
And are you, now, do you take time to educate them on the
a large
reasons
part,
why
yes.
you're in business with this modality
Absolutely.
Versus going to the vet?
Absolutely. I'm a real firm believer in teaching a man how to fish
right.
rather than giving him a fish.
Exactly.
And so my clients don't walk away with recipes.
Mm-hmm.
My clients walk away with a lot of knowledge about their pet, what to look for, how to recognize illness in their pet, how to recognize dis-ease.
Right.
in their pet, and how to recognize health.
Mm.
One of the greatest things is frequently within a week of starting a program, I'll get emails and calls from clients saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe he's eating. Oh my gosh, I can't believe his digestive tract is no longer, he's no longer having bowel problems. He's no longer having vomiting problems. I mean, this is working really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because it's about food.
Right. Right. And so you're not offering any supplements or anything of that sort, correct?
Well, each pet is really treated like an individual because a pet, there might be a pet that needs some supplements, but I don't suggest supplements across the board. And in fact, if an owner comes to me and a pet is on a lot of supplements, I will frequently withdraw them from those supplements unless they can tell me that their veterinarian did tests that indicate that they absolutely need to be on those supplements.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't really get a clear picture of what's going on with them if their whole system is being interfered with by excesses of vitamins and minerals and things that they're not even processing properly because they're not eaten with food.
Right.
So we'll withdraw them from a lot of that stuff, mm-hmm. and then we'll put them on a really wholesome diet. And in a wholesome diet, in a healthy diet, a lot of the supplements they're taking are already in the food,
ooh,
naturally.
Right.
And they're not in pet food.
And now, are you suggesting that they would have whole foods versus... You know, I mean, there are people that would open a can of green beans and give that to a dog because they eat it.
That's right. And that's why I can't stress that getting information from somebody who knows, getting information from somebody who knows really makes a difference. You know, patients don't usually treat themselves if they have a medical condition that really needs treatment by a doctor. They go to the doctor.
Right.
And I'm not a physician. But I'm somebody who knows how to tell you what your pet needs and how to formulate it and put it together. And a can of green beans, for example, is completely useless to a dog or cat.
Or a human.
Well, all right. We'll go there. We'll go there. They'll get a little fiber from it anyway,
right,
but that'll
right.
be about it.
Right.
And the salt in it can be very damaging to them mm-hmm. because pets don't naturally have a lot of salt in their diets.
Mm-hmm. How about fresh green beans? Are those good for dogs?
Fresh green beans are really good for chewing, for kind of cleaning up the mouth, cleaning up the breath, and for kind of scrubbing the digestive system.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, and here's an example of the difference between canine and human digestion. Our
mm-hmm.
digestion starts with chewing in our mouth. We have something called amylase, which is used to begin the process of digestion in our mouths. Dogs and cats do not chew. They swallow. If they chew, it's only because the thing is impossible to swallow. That's the only function of chewing with dogs and cats.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't start their digestion in their mouths. The other thing with them is they have no way to digest cellulose. We chew and begin the digestion of cellulose in our mouths. And cellulose is the little stuff around every cell in a vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
All the nutrition is trapped in these little bubbles of cellulose. Dogs have no way of doing that. So when a dog eats an apple, it shouldn't be a fresh apple. It should be a really old apple that's already starting to kind of degrade. We don't want one with moss and slime and stuff on it like that. But if a dog was outside and they had a choice between a fresh apple and one that's a little brown and old, they'll eat the old one
mm-hmm.
because it's easier to eat and it's more suitable to their digestion because
right.
it's already started to oxidize, which is why it's turning brown. It's breaking down the cellulose already.
Mm-hmm.
Did that answer
yeah,
your question?
Yeah, it did. And, well, these are things in my mind for
they're great questions.
Yeah,
they're everybody's questions.
Yeah, oh, good, good. Well, the other thing I wanted to ask you, because we had this happen just a few days ago, chocolate. Why is chocolate deadly for dogs?
Without going into the chemistry of it, the chemistry really wouldn't make sense to people.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that dogs can't process certain chemicals in chocolate, and they're toxic.
Mm.
Now, all dogs aren't going to die from chocolate. Some dogs are, and you don't want to find out which your dog is by experimenting.
Mm.
It's just chocolate is one of those things that can be very toxic to dogs.
Right. Well, one of my daughters had her first baby, and she's 8 weeks old, and my daughter has two, and her partner has, they have two massive American bulldogs, and they're both female, and she knows, she has done some work with dogs as well, not to the extent of what you're offering for sure, Deb, but anyway, the dogs are jealous of the baby, and they're competing with each other to in protection because they're two females, and as she has mentioned, two females of that breed should not be together, especially in a room, you know, with the gate or something, because I've been there and they fought terribly. Anyway, the largest dog, who is huge, climbed up on the counter while she was feeding the baby and ate half a bag of chocolate chip bits. And unfortunately, my daughter did not put them away. They were on the counter after
it happens.
Yes.
In the best of homes.
And a sock. A man's sock. And so, how does a dog eat a sock but just
A lot of dogs eat things like socks.
Isn't that amazing?
Yep.
So anyway, it was a long story, but the bottom line is the vet had suggested peroxide to induce vomiting.
Yep.
And it took like 10 hours, but then the dog vomited 8 times.
And wasn't enough peroxide.
Really?
Yeah. There's a specific dose per pound. And the specific dose would have brought it up in 5 minutes.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. See, that's good to know. And so that could have been cleaned up in an earlier instead of having this go on for
cleaned
like a
up 20... is an interesting phrase to use.
Yes. No pun intended. I'm like, oh, I don't think that, after having three children, I do not think I could be cleaning up vomit from a big dog.
Well, in a case like that, you're really glad to be cleaning up because the alternative is having a very sick dog and a very big expensive vet bill.
Yes. And, but the sock came up.
Well, animals do things like that. I can't explain why that particular dog did that. What I can say is that your daughter might want to give me a call and talk with me about this. And the reason is because people frequently talk about breed issues.
Yes.
And there are breed issues, but breed issues compared to leadership issues are tiny.
Okay.
Dogs are dogs. And dogs will act like dogs unless someone else usurps their dog authority. And what I can tell you, and you can share this with your daughter, is that there's a leadership issue in the home.
Right.
There is not a strong leader of the pack. They are a pack. Those dogs consider them part of a pack. And there's weak leadership in the humans in the household. And with dogs that large and a new baby in the house, it's not so much that the dogs are dangerous. It's a situation that is way out of balance.
Okay, hold that thought, because I think that is a very good place for not only this situation, for many people out there that may be experiencing.
It's a big issue.
Yes. So everyone stay with us. More with Deb Silk, the owner of PetWellnessResourceCenter.com.
Well, you couldn't be that man I adore. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. My conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor.
For the love of romance, go shopping. Heavenly Double Dip Chocolate. Personalized luxurious robes and spa sets, all for your lover and, of course, anyone else. For more info, call Deborah at Empowered Connections, 508-226-1723, or www.lovebyintuition.com. Link on to Gifts for Lovers. Ask about our personalized gift baskets designed exclusively for you.
Come and answer the call for your soul's evolution and for the health and wellness of your mind and body. Experience Bliss Life Yoga with Karen Dayall, located in Rehoboth, Mass. Join other conscious individuals who live the healthy benefits of her Life Happens, Live in the Flow Bliss Life Yoga series. Call 508-252-WELL today and create the positive change you wish to feel within and without. For over 14 years, Karen Dayall has helped others create and live their own bliss life with her soulful yoga classes, workshops, events, retreats, celebrations, and now offers certified yoga teacher trainings. By visiting blisslifeyoga.com, you'll find out more about how you can begin your new journey and create and enjoy a mind and body you love to live in. Start today and let Bliss Life Yoga with Karen Dayall show you through experience the tools you need to meet and flow with the challenges and demands of daily living in our times. Remember, life happens. Live in the flow. Visit blisslifeyoga.com or call 508-252-WELL and start living your bliss life today.
In times like these, violence in our schools is a reality. So it's important to know how to prevent such tragedies from happening. Talk to your kids. Explain to them the dangers of weapons at school. And tell them that if they see a student with a weapon or even hear someone talking about having one, they need to report it immediately. Tell them if something doesn't look right or seem right to you, speak up. Get to know who your child is spending time with and where they are at all times. If you notice that your child has sudden mood or behavior changes, or seems to always be angry or sad, talk to a teacher, administrator, or medical professional. Be a role model for them and settle your own conflicts without resorting to violence. School should be a safe place for our children. We all need to work together to keep it that way. Let's put an end to these tragedies. Ask your school to adopt an anti-violence program. Visit ncpc.org to learn more on how to keep our children safe. That's ncpc.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Do you find the dating scene challenging? Call Deborah Beauvais, relationship consultant and owner of Empowered Connections. Ask about our consultations packed with tips for successful outcomes. Empowerment for today's singles. For more info, call Deborah at Empowered Connections, 508-226-1723 or www.lovebyintuition.com.
To stay ahead of the game, is anybody famous? When everybody wants fame, always trying to break you.
Welcome
down.
Back. That is Prince, one of my favorite artists. We are here with Deborah Beauvais and Deborah Silk, and we are the Love by Intuition show. And we're all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. I am the owner, and anyone that has more questions on how to become a host, as you've heard in the commercial, you can certainly give me a call at 508-226-1723. I'd love to connect with you. Now, tomorrow, every Friday at 1 to 2 is Heal Yourself Talk Radio with host Rebecca Lynn White. She's an expert in what moves the human spirit, what works to fill your life with wellness spiritually and physically, all part of our Dream Vision 7 radio network. She has excellent and interesting guests. So check her out. It's every Friday, 1 to 2. Go on her site, Heal Yourself Talk, all one word, healyourselftalk.com. Now, before the break, we were talking with Deb about the balance in the household, and I was asking a question about one of my daughters who has a brand new baby, 8 weeks old, Drayla, and she has two very large, one's younger, the other one is older, American Bulldogs. And so elaborate more on that balance within the household.
Well, everybody's talking these days about wolf pack information, how dogs are wolves.
Yes.
And just to say a little bit about that, to have it make more sense, is that dog DNA today is exactly the same as wolf DNA, except for two things, size and color, which boil down to one thing, appearance.
Right.
Everything else about them is the same DNA, and DNA is what determines their behavior, mm-hmm. their needs,
right,
and their requirements.
Mm-hmm.
And behavior and requirements are very, very wrapped up together with dogs because they're a pack animal, and they're always a leader of any pack. And the reason there's a leader is that if you'll notice, if you've got a large group of wolves or dogs, if the leader lays down to go to sleep, so does everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
If the leader gets up to play, that's a signal to play. If the leader gets up and says, okay, we're going to go hunting for food, everybody else does it. They work as a unit, and that's what creates survival.
Right.
Now, in a pack of wolves, when the leader starts to become weak, the survival of the pack depends on a strong leader. And that's when younger wolves start vying for jockeying for position. And one of them has to take over. You know, mm-hmm. the winner wins. And then the older wolf, depending on the situation, will either be kicked out or he'll become quiet. Or, you know, there are various things that happen. Well, that happens in a dog family as well. And what you don't realize, you Jane Q. Public, the general population doesn't realize, is that a group of dogs acts very much the same way. But when a dog doesn't have a group to call its pack, you become its pack. So they are living with you. These two dogs are living with the pack of your daughter's family.
Mm-hmm.
And they, by necessity, picking up cues that there is not strong leadership in the household, must vie for leadership in the household. And that creates disharmony and in some cases a dangerous situation. Mm. Now, neither one of them, I doubt very much that either one of them is a danger to the baby because of anything intentional they did. But the baby might get knocked over by accident. Something could happen by accident because they're put in a position by a quote-unquote weak pack leader to have to vie for the position of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And where there's a strong leader, you don't have any of that.
Okay.
So what people need to do, and Cesar Millan is wonderful. I mean, he's the first dog trainer I ever saw on television who operated inside a dog's head. And he's done really wonderful things for people because he's gotten the word out that it's about leadership and behavior has a lot to do with leadership. And so you don't need to have as much of that obedience training, sit, stay, and all that business, because a dog that has good leadership will pick up on that very quickly and doesn't need to learn it as much the way we've thought in the past.
Right.
So your daughter has to educate herself. And anyone else who has this problem with multiple animals has to educate herself as to how to be a strong leader in terms of how a dog thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And how a dog thinks is very different than how a person thinks. And usually when we think people and we're dealing with dogs, we create a mess because they're reading cues that are not appropriate to them. When you're being nice and you're being fair, that's weak leadership.
Okay.
So if you have two dogs that are a problem, and you separate them and say, now be nice to the other one, be nice to the other one. They see weak leadership,
mm-hmm.
so they'll go right back at it. But if you're a strong leader, you know exactly what to do. You separate them and you do what you're supposed to. And you don't have to be mad to do it.
Right,
you just
right.
have to be firm and know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Your dogs, the behavior goes from the top down. And your dogs will be much, much better if there's leadership in the house. And there are lots of books that she can read to learn that. I can certainly give her a primer if she wants to get in touch with me. And she'll get a lot of information very quickly that she can start doing right that day.
Right.
A good example, for example, is don't let your dog walk out of the house in front of you ever, because the top dog goes first. So every time your dog walks ahead of you up a flight of stairs or walks ahead of you out a door, you're abdicating to that dog's leadership.
Mm.
Now,
go
ahead.
No, which sounds, it makes sense. Go ahead.
It really does make sense.
Yeah.
A lot of times people will say when they start learning about this stuff, you know, it really makes sense. Now I'm seeing everything you're saying. I'm seeing in my dog. And then they'll go home and they'll try some leadership exercises and they'll see a dog that acts calmer, behaves better, because the dog now sees that the leadership is intact and they can hang around again.
Right.
They don't have to fight for the top spot for the survival of the pack.
Right.
So it's worth learning about, definitely, and especially in a multiple pet household.
Yeah, thank you for that. And I want to put the number out again. Anyone that has a question for Deb, you can call 888-205-2263. She is a revenue of information. And what I love about what you do, it's on the holistic side instead of drugs. And it's really getting into what the dog or the cat is all about and relating, just as you conveyed about the DNA with the wolf. That was something I was not aware of. So
if you think about it, there are foods and requirements and behaviors that are specific to every species.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are not going to feed our cats and dogs bird seed.
Right.
But we are going to feed birds bird seed, because bird seed is species specific. They go from flower to flower in grasslands and they pick up seeds.
Right.
So it really, if you think about it in terms of what is species specific, things really start to make a lot of sense.
Right. Put out your information again for anyone that wants to get a head start on the newsletter.
Well, I have a great article we've put together on pet health insurance, which up until recently, there wasn't a lot of information about it, and it was really hard to understand how to use it and where what was in the fine print.
Mm-hmm.
The fine print was what got people. And that's not due out till next month, but anybody who emails Pet Wellness Resource Center today or calls us and leaves a message, we will send it out to you, either by email or in the post, whichever you prefer. We'll get that right out to you.
Mm-hmm. And to do that, you just go info@petwellnessrc.com. www.thelovefulfillment.com. And to connect phone-wise, it's 978-655-4696. Again, 978-655-4696. Deb is right in Massachusetts, but I want to stress that it doesn't matter where you live in the universe, you can connect with her by phone and help your pet, whether it's, and do you work with just dogs and cats,
dogs,
or horses?
Mostly dogs and cats, and some with birds. Sometimes people will ask me about their horses, and I will give them information about their horses. But primarily, you can't be all things to all people.
Mm-hmm.
And so primarily I focus it on pets at home.
Okay.
Yeah, and actually I wanted to interject something about
sure.
the article about pet health insurance.
Right.
It may seem odd that I'm trying to help people keep their animals healthy, and yet I'm offering information about pet health insurance. Well, there are times when pets really do need serious veterinary assistance, and that can be phenomenally expensive. And one of the things that I really try to do is educate people about what's available to them
right.
in every aspect of their pet's life. And having pet health insurance under the right circumstances can also be a real money saver for people. And it may help you make the decision to actually get your pet the help that you otherwise wouldn't be able to afford to get them.
Right. Very good point. So so what you're offering is really a complete access to information with all your years of experience on how to protect that pet.
As much as we can.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So now when you have someone that comes to you, like many have, with, okay, I've tried this with the fresh food, do they, once you explain again to them what they need to do, do they continue to, are they more apt to continue with the fresh food, or will they just give up and say?
When people follow our recommendations, they continue because they see wonderful
the
results, and they see them really quickly. The people that might fall away and come back later are people who got enough information to get going, saw that their pets were doing well, and then decided they really didn't need any more help. They just got gung-ho and went for it. And those are people that might not realize that they have to have a certain amount of bone in their pet's diet.
Right.
And so 3 months down the road, their pet is not doing so well because they have no calcium and phosphorus in their diet at all, and they
mm-hmm.
start to have health problems.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to urge my clients to stay involved for a certain period of time till they have enough information so that it's kind of like letting birds fly.
Right.
I want them to have enough information so that they don't crash
exactly.
when they take the leap, because I'm really here to be a pet advocate,
mm-hmm.
and I know they love their pets, and I for a little bit more cost, it's kind of insurance
right.
that they do well. To stay in the program a little bit longer than just a consultation sometimes. That's why we have the health club, so they can utilize that.
Right. And now is all of that information on your website, the health
all
club,
of it. Yep.
and all of that?
Yeah, and if anything isn't clear, I like to tell people, go to the website, look at the services, and go into the FAQ section, because there are a lot of questions answered
mm-hmm.
in the FAQ section. And the value of that is when they make an appointment, they know exactly what they're getting. They know exactly what it's going to cost. And they don't waste their appointment asking me questions that they could have had the answers to ahead of time.
Right.
They get more out of their appointment if they go to the FAQ section.
Right. Good, good. So let's talk more on the tell me about I want to put out there that Deb actually has a natural instinct of knowing through her years of experience of different things that may be going on with the dog or a cat. And tell us like one example of like the gentleman with the Cushing's.
Well, one of the things that makes I love what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And
tell.
one of the reasons that I love what I do is because I see success with people and their pets. And I'm fortunate enough to also have apparently developed my intuition enough so that there's certain kinds of information that come to me and verify what I'm already seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a backup.
Right.
If I'm sure of what's going on, I get a little bit more information that says I'm really sure. But sometimes it's bigger than that. I've had this happen with several clients. someone who wasn't even a client. I was on the phone with him for some other business, and he didn't sound like he was feeling terrific. And I asked, and he said, "Well, you know, our dog is going to the vet this morning, and she's in really bad shape, and it's been going on for a while. We're really worried that this is bad. It's really bad." And I said, "Do you know what I do?" Mm-hmm. And he said, "No, I don't know what you do," because I was calling him about another business issue. And I said, "Well, why don't you just tell me a little bit more about your dog?" So he told me a little bit more, but he wasn't, and I told him a little bit about what I did, but he wasn't really interested in staying on the phone. So I said, "Listen, I don't want to keep you. Why don't we discuss this at another time? And if you need to go to the break, I can finish this after."
We've got to wrap up.
Oh,
shortly.
We do?
Yeah,
well, you'll have to go to my website to read the story.
Okay.
It's on the website in what my clients are saying. You can read the story there.
All right. I want to put out again to connect with Deb Silk. It's petwellnessrc.com, and her phone number is 978-655-4696. And if you want to be on that newsletter and get the information in advance, info@petwellnessrc.com. And we are wrapping up, I guess, and we'll see you next week.
Welcome to the greatest.